not because we love the sound of our own voices, but this is just a reference if you want to go back and, you know, like, what were they talking about?
You don't need to take any notes.
So you don't have to take any notes. Keeps it nice and easy. So don't feel like you've got to explain how you did anything or why you did anything and that. Mm-hmm. Just give us, like, what's inspired you, what you think your theme may be, and what discipline.
Yeah, okay.
And we'll bounce off you.
Okay, so I kind of liked the idea of, like, freedom and restriction, and I kind of wanted to show that through, like, my budgies, because, like, obviously, like, they're restricted in, like, a cage or whatever.
Totally.
And then, like, the, obviously, like, the wild birds, they can go wherever they want, and I just thought it would be really cool to show that through them.
And do you still want to, so, you know, is this going to be sort of, so it's almost like a metaphor, isn't it? It's like, by using caged birds, it's a metaphor on freedom.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
In my mind. Have you ever heard of a poetry writer called Maya Angelou?
No.
Maya. Look her up. She wrote a very famous book called I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Okay.
And it's very much about gender, I mean race, sorry, and being a black woman in the slave trade. And I've never read it myself, but it's a very famous book. And it's got such a beautiful connotation of, like, why a bird singing in a cage sings.
Okay.
And it's about, it's trapped, you know, so it sings for freedom, you know, and such beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely look at that. Yeah. But I think this is a really beautiful sounding sort of idea.
Mm-hmm.
Show us what you've got.
Yeah.
Okay. What, like, am I sketchbook?
Both, everything. So this is the mood board. So let's we're playing a game. We're going to see what we can get from this about you talking to us. Display, restriction, freedom, escaping, growth, nature, natural form. So I am picking up the restrictive side of the cage. And then it's picking sort of the birds and entrapment. The nature element, how do you sort of see the nature element in this?
Sort of like the nature's kind of like to show like escaping sort of thing and like being free.
So it's in an environment.
Going back to their environment rather than being in the cage.
So almost a project at this point where you're working with contrasts.
Mm-hmm.
So sort of making a really sort of, you know, imprisoned sort of, are you going to go like, this is going to be really dowdy and like, you know, like dark and, you know, like, oh, greys and then like, oh, freedom is like yellow and bright.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's a good starting point, but I would like you to totally have the ability to play around with that and flip that on its head without being too stereotypical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got no problem at the beginning of you going with complete stereotypes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I know that you've got the ability to sort of turn that on its head and add a bit of a twist.
Okay.
You know, which might be through colour palette, you know.
Yeah.
Because have you ever heard of the term a gilded cage?
Nope.
So a gilded cage is, so what they say is like pop stars live in a gilded cage because they've got all the money in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They've got famous, they've got like that, but they're trapped.
They can't just go to the shops.
No, yeah.
So, yeah, they can't just be like, oh, I've run out of fags or...
Yeah,
like,
I need some loo roll.
Like, yeah, like...
I'm jumping on that flight.
They're completely restricted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're famous. Mm. You know, like, they're like... that. And if you think of them as like these really tropical birds, like these beautiful...
Singing
birds of paradise, but yet they're in a gold cage.
Yeah.
And they might be looking out on the outside their cage, looking at us sort of normal
and
people.
And us as pigeons.
I want that freedom. And we're like, well, I want what you've got.
So, you know, I would definitely look at the idea of gilded cages and playing around with that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's really interesting. I think the bird cages are very exciting starting how, you know, wait a minute, what discipline are we thinking?
I'm kind of thinking of like sculpture.
Okay. I'm not saying okay as in like dubious. I mean like, okay, sculpture, great. So I just need to get my head around now thinking like sculpture. So almost sort of, you know, creating contrast in sculpture.
Well, we kind of talked about this the other day where I showed you some images of this netting that was made out of fabric that looked like a bird cage. That is a contrast.
Yeah,
there it is. It was like crocheted or something.
Yeah.
Which could be like quite a good element.
Oh, and I've got another book as well where they've used wire and cages and created really beautiful like lace-like cages. You know, and you could play on the whole idea of it's a cage or it's a net.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful net or a beautiful cave. I think at just at this point, I don't think we really need to run ahead yet and be like, how are we going to create the sculpture? Mm-hmm. You know, because I think what we need to do maybe with you is just distill this a little bit further again of like, right, it's going to be about the contrast of the trapped versus the freedom. And then as we go along, we can think about, right, let's put some of these props we make and go and put them out in the forest. Mm-hmm. Like, it's about where we place them, you know. But I really like the idea as a starting point of creating sort of cages.
Yeah, and
but soft.
Totally. Like the opposite. How does that feel as like a sort of starting point for you? You know, and I kind of love on this picture where you've got this sort of caged courser.
Yeah.
Because a caged courser, almost you want to have a heart in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe he is the heart because he's yours.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I mean. You can play because they often put wings on hearts, don't they? Yeah, that's true. You know, the whole... Sorry, that's what that was. Sorry, that was a bit spit. You really watched me choke. but the whole idea of the rib cage being a cage.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, I would like you to broaden a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, go away and now maybe do a board on the concept of a cage.
Well, what have you got here? What's this symbolism?
Yeah.
I just, like, looked up, like, what, like, the birdcage represents and, like, what the birds and, like, nature and all that represents just to help me, like, build upon my theme.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. Tell us.
Yeah, so, like, the birdcage, like, represents, like, obviously, like, not being able to be free and being trapped in, like, a confined space. Mm. And then, like, the birds, like, represent, like, freedom, like, grace, love, and then strength.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a very interesting thing when we think of caged birds, but you know, like humans, we're nice humans. You know, humans are nice. We don't, you know, we're not caging the birds. What are we doing? We're putting them in there to protect them.
Yeah.
We're doing the you know, it's almost like we love them so much that we want to keep them so safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think there's a real interesting play there for you, Leah, because isn't it like, you know, parents are often like that, aren't they?
Yeah.
Bubble wrapped children.
Yeah. You know, like as a metaphor, it's like they hold us too close at times because they want to keep us in the house, in the cage, you know. You had COVID for a while, you were in a cage, you know, at your age it must have been hideous.
Yeah, I bet.
Because you should have been out, I don't know, drinking,
partying,
you know, places, and that was all taken away from you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would really like you to go and explore the concept, not just the symbolism of a birdcage, but of cages, of freedom versus bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Bondage not being the fetish word, but in slavery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how we're all sort of slaves, you know. That's when you can then get into the metaphor then of the bird is going to represent this.
Yeah.
Okay. The cage is going to represent this. But until you've done that work on what's being caged and why, and what you're being suppressed about, or what freedoms you want or have observed, you know, we can't really move too far forward. You know, you need to really get that down. But there's loads of ideas here, eh, Leah?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm loving the idea of, like, playing around with creating cages and boxes for now, just as a play. I'm just talking about next week as in starting to respond.
Mm-hmm.
As you get more stuff, it's like, I definitely think maybe playing around with, like, some, if you can, knit or crochet or making some big nets, you know, like playing around with dipping them in, like, you know, plaster of Paris and moulding them over, you know, like things to make your own kind of cages to start off with.
There's also those sort of glass jar lids, aren't there? The sort of like beautiful
bell jars.
It kind of reminds me of some of the shapes of these cages, and they sort of symbolise a similar thing.
Yeah.
But I think they're beautiful.
Totally. So this whole idea is there's so many different ways to look at it. Like, you're caged, but then also you're protected.
Mm-hmm.
You're also elevated.
And you're cared for.
And cared for. But it's not often the care we want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or we didn't choose.
The grass isn't always greener.
That's about that freedom thing, isn't it? Like, and you know, you can so build on this. You know, you can make this so autobiographical, Leah, but you can also add this to just the general plight. Like, I say to lots of people, because I'm so interested, sky or sea, if you had to pick, what would you pick?
Probably the sky.
Sky or sea? Sea. Yeah. For me, sky.
Yeah.
And for me, the reason I always pick sky is because the sky, you can just keep going.
Yeah.
I want that freedom for me. The sea's too touchable.
Yeah.
It's too tangible.
Mm-hmm. I like the tangible.
And that's what I mean. And that's where we're all so different, you know. And I'm kind of like, you know, for me, the idea of being a bird is just a dream.
Heaven.
For me.
Yeah.
And if I had wings, I think I would just keep going.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I would just keep going higher and higher. And that makes me feel light and lovely. Sometimes how I go to sleep. So, you know, apply that now. So do some more. Okay. You've got one mood board.
Yeah.
Need about four or five. Okay. You know, some of the busy ones and then like some of the nice. You weren't there when we were doing the nice ones, but we'll recap.
Okay, yeah.
But some really sort of polished ones.
Okay, yeah.
But definitely look at the idea of gold, you know, in your sketch where I want to see where you've looked at gilded cages and gold cages, and you're just looking at every different type of cage, every different type
and
of...
And bell jars
Bell
as well.
Jars.
Yeah.
All of this stuff. But okay. Leah, this is going to come on a beautiful idea. This is all from Pickles. Why do I forget Pickles' mate?
Bobby.
Why do I keep forgetting Bobby? It's all Pickles and Bobby. And I love the fact Pickles and Bobby are opposite colours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's where this has come from, I just realised.
And they're really gentle.
And it's like the sea, the sun in the sky.
So that's what I mean. And that could be, again, I think carry on developing that palette.
Okay. Yeah.
Because it's interesting.